Davidson. I like this Davidson.
It's the Bottom Line Podcast.
With your host,
Davidson Baker.
There it is. In his life, get the people what they want. That fucking Jalen Rose track. They do that on their radio show, man. Fire by the Ohio Players Awards, Toledo, Ohio, today for episode 48 of the
Bottom Line. Fire, fire, fire.
You know me. My name is Davidson Baker, and that is T. Jones on the vocals. Thank you so much for joining me once again. As I'm pulling double duty, like 2 hours off my last podcast, that went almost 2 hours, and got to do the college football, though.
I work so hard.
I wasn't saying that, bro. It ain't a job to me, bro. Joining me today is a little bit of a shorthanded panel, but nonetheless, it is the familiar faces of my man already introduced, Taylor Jones. My man also to his left in the little boxes on the right-hand corner, Mr. Denver Huntermark.
Mr. Man Bun.
Himself in the flesh. And my man.
Man Blunt, Man Bun.
My man, Mr. Green, White, and Orange himself. The Irish pit.
Hey, the real McGregor. The real Connor.
It is the man. Little bit shorthanded today, but I mean, it is whatever. It is going to be totally A-okay because.
I mean, we got the idiots out of the way, Davidson. Let's be real.
I mean, bro,
let's be real.
You couldn't have a Michigan Ohio State podcast without those two, though.
We got the drunk dad out of the way. Yeah. We got the drunk dad Tino out of the way.
I've already started thinking about what like that is going to be.
And then we got Rice, the fucking stoner. He's gone. we got a bunch of clear minded, like just really smart men.
I feel like.
Let's talk about some football.
I feel like Rice might be upset with some things maybe a couple of us might say about Ohio State's linebacking core or anything that's behind the defensive line.
I mean, well, maybe he should be here to say something about it.
But, like, it's going to be easier to let it flow, though. He's just going to have to
watch. I'm going to talk mad shit about him.
He's going to watch it and get pissed. That's the whole point.
Oh, yeah. how many
points did Indiana score out of this week?
Well, Indiana,
like 32.
They were in the game the whole way, bro.
Right.
It was probably right around 32. I turned it off when they went up by two possessions.
I think it was like 32-56, something like that.
It hovered right around that area. It was. Haskins, dude. I'm still really high on Haskins, but.
Yeah, I've definitely started to.
He was low key asleep that game.
They scored 26.
He's also, like, throwing a lot.
26-52 then?
49.
He's throwing a lot more checkdowns now. I don't know if that's, like, an implemented game plan or what.
I think that's Urban Meyer.
It's true. But, dude, I mean, in those first – I don't know if it's just because they're playing Tulane and everybody like that, but, dog, that man's taking shots, like, all game. ECU,
I really think that's Urban Meyer, for real.
Yeah, that's Urban Meyer football, yeah.
That's
chuck that bitch up.
That's very true. But we
got better athletes. I think that's what it is. They just look at everybody face to face on the field. We are better than you from top to bottom, so we can afford to just throw the ball up because we probably gonna go up and get it.
Yeah, they're athletic enough too. The meat of the Big Ten East schedule is coming up too, and I know that's especially prevalent for where game day is headed this weekend. My man, Denver, what do you got, bro? The Michigan Wolverines.
Coming to Ann Arbor, game day's first trip since
we went.
No way. Wow. No way since, like, that time?
Oh, yes, Baker. Since that time.
Since the hospital trip.
I mean, I know quite a few people, like, have reached out and given me compliments on like this podcast. And so if like you are listening to this and you don't know what these guys are talking about, long story short, I did drugs in Ann Arbor and ended up in a hospital the same fucking day that like the Michigan State, the day that Michigan like muffed the punt and Michigan State scored. But the crazy shit about all that is, bro, like I woke up in the hospital. And when I was when I woke up, I had no clue where I fucking was. I had no clue why I was in the hospital. And then after I had freaked out enough and I was ready to go, I take one step out of my room. The fucking guy that took the punt back to the end zone like shattered his hip, and he's fucking rolling across right in front of me, like still in his gear but with his face mask taken off, like going to get surgery on his broken hip. And like I had just seen the play, and I'm just still like kind of like, dude, what the fuck happened today? It was so
bad. Yo, and me and Denver are already back in Toledo, and we were with him. We got sauced up and already found rides back to Toledo.
That was weird.
Literally just through the blessings of God. This man, Ty, he goes, all I know is that, like, I walked back to where we parked for the tailgate, and the only person I saw was Nato on the phone.
Yeah, on the phone. Pacing, bro. We got to get Nato on one of these, dog.
Yeah, dude. He's been over here the past 3 days.
Really? I've talked about doing a podcast with him before. It just, like, never – our schedules never lined up.
He should have been a part of the round table. He knows more about college football than any of us.
I mean, he's we should maybe look into that.
He sleeps and breathes it.
So we got we were talking off the record that it might be my turn to take some heat.
Hook 'em.
Yeah.
Dicker.
What's up?
I mean, none of us picked Texas. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not like any of us saw it coming.
This is something that I am truthful about, and I did say all week. I would have taken Texas with the spread, though. I would have taken Texas +7 all day. I thought if we were going to win, we were going to win very close.
Was that game in Norman?
No, that game's at the Cotton Bowl every year. It's so crazy. Like, that stadium is so fucking historic. Like, that's the only game played there anymore. They don't even play the goddamn Cotton Bowl there anymore. The fucking Cotton Bowl. It's just that game. That's it. That stadium stands there still to this day for that game only.
I'm sure you're fully aware they fired Stoops.
Yeah.
DC.
I mean, it would have helped in like 2015 too. You know, like it's been multiple years that
fucking send him, fucking send him.
I was looking at the rankings today, too. I expected us to fall a lot farther than we did.
Did you guys fall to, like, 8?
11. I mean, we're still one in front of Michigan, and that surprised me. I thought we would fall below a lot of one-loss teams that lost early.
Yeah, really?
I'd probably put us there, too. Yeah, man. I mean,
I have a question real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
Why are we not talking about me going 5-0 in the spread?
Bro, you've been so
Why have we not brought that up? Because was the biggest thing to happen this week.
It was like I'd say it was the most unexpected thing to happen this week, because we got to do something with these straight.
What about BG actually playing Toledo tight for a while?
I mean, kind of. I thought the second half was a lot of garbage time.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
And I didn't even notice that Mitch Guadagni I didn't know he caught a concussion last week. Yeah, he had Eli Peters, a sophomore, starting.
Really?
Yeah, he threw for 3 TDs, but he was 17 for 35.
Damn.
Damn.
Well, I'm pretty sure anyone out there should be able to throw 3 TDs and I'm going
against BG. Yeah, I'd probably rush for 300 yards against BG.
You think? Let's divulge in that. You think?
Is this the match a minute right now?
Oh, bro, I was literally just getting ready to look at my phone and see when like Mac football on Tuesdays begins, but like that one. So.
Oh, is that gonna be a thing? You hit me up on weekdays for the Mac a minute.
And like we're gonna dress you up in a sombrero and we're gonna play mariachi music. And for no reason, it's going to have a Hispanic and...
What is that weak-ass show on ESPN that you're referencing right now?
That show's not weak. You fucking talking about the one with Poppy?
Yes, that show weak.
Weak.
That shit ass. What's it called?
Bro, highly questionable.
Yeah.
Highly questionable. That shit is trash.
That shit is really fucking funny. That show, yo, like that man, they really have an old man who's just there for the purpose of.
Hey, I like French Montana. Don't stop. Like, fuck that. Don't stop. Fuck that. Like that shit ass is fuck.
No. Like,
hey, I like the Migos also. Hey, hey, like nigga.
Some commas is the best. Of let's mess up some commas. Some commas, yeah. Like. 100,000, 200,000, like 300,000. Let's have a money shower, and you're just like, how did that just like play in between?
It's like, bro, that cannot be your real dad.
Oh, but it is. And then like he'll get like,
it is. That's like his actual pops.
Yeah, bro. And he like has never been on TV before ever. He's just on the show, and he sits there, and like when they do this segment called. See, oh no, where they like do this fucking like, are you intrigued to watch this on TV tonight? He says see at to everything, no matter what it is. He says see no matter what. It, like wow. It'll be like Anaconda Wrestling on the Discovery Channel. He's like, oh see, I'm very
like, see Bobby.
He's like, dude, how does someone at ESPN PR not like tap someone on the shoulder and be like, dude?
How does someone at Comedy Central let Key and Peele not be still a thing?
Is it not still a thing?
What? Do you mean they retired in like 2015?
Did they really?
Yeah, them niggas is on to bigger and better things.
I knew they retired.
Right? I bet they both half niggas, so they one nigga. That nigga is on to the bigger and better things.
I'm weak. Seriously though, on the
but yeah, 5-0, Jonesy, 5-0.
On the topic of Mike, bro, like he could have gone around a smooth 3 years ago. I think he was never going to get fired as long as Bob was there.
I think so too.
I thought that Bob retiring out of nowhere, he caught.
Is it really nowhere?
I mean, yeah, bro. I mean, no one was expecting it. It was in July. Like, the season started in 6 weeks.
I'll put it this way. Like, you know how big of a Tar Heel basketball fan is. Denver, you know, you're on the same page as me. Would you be shocked if this man, Roy Williams, decided to retire after the season?
Maybe not after the season, but like Baker said, if it was 6 weeks before the season starts, I mean, that's...
Yeah. All right.
That's... So, you're already in camp, and you already went through like basketball is a little different.
Baker, pick your fucking phone up.
That's not me. I'm on my laptop, dog.
Bro, who's buzzing like that?
Denver.
Football more than anything else, and that like stretches beyond like the mainstream NCAA like recognized sports. Like football above anything else really is like a year-round commitment. Like. Mm-hmm. There's spring ball, fucking summer workouts. I mean, and spring ball is like a fucking like full and organized like schedule of a process. And I mean, the way that they do all their technicalities is nothing compared to the fucking NFL. But I mean,
me, know. Like when I was an athlete in high school, I was a runner and I always thought the football players were soft because they always bitched about running. I'm like, nigga, I have to do this every single day, 365.
Yeah, you ran track.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't about running. It was winning races is what I got a high off of. It was just crossing a line, looking at niggas and be like, you suck. I'm faster than you. Fuck you. I was a dick.
I don't know if
I wasn't dapping up niggas.
You should.
I was pumping. I was beating my chest and shit. Fuck you, bitch. I was Usain Bolt out there. Pulling my balls out.
You would never have whipped your balls out, though.
There's a picture of me grabbing my balls after I won regionals. Like, and all up in the spandex, got up in there, grabbing my balls, pointing to the crowd.
On the podium?
I was walking to the podium. And they was yelling my name, and I grabbed my ball. I grabbed my balls. It was on accident, but I was grabbing my balls.
And
I was more readjusting them. But go ahead,
my man. I feel like that was a proper intermission, though. You got to get the full aspect. My man,
I painted the picture.
I need it, my man. Simo, did you watch ND against Vatek?
No, I was more invested in the Yankees game, but I definitely caught all the highlights and all the other important plays.
Vatek looked like old Vatek in the first half to me from what I saw. They were making plays on
the They were like old Dominion.
No, I mean, we knew Vatek is not going to be an easy team to beat. They got a big offensive line.
Yeah, they also lost to old Dominion.
I mean, stuff happens. They're still a tough team. They were still in the top 25. Playing at their house is not good.
And Notre Dame came out of this weekend, too, as there were three games between ranked opponents. Every single one of those three games saw a top 10 undefeated team go away from home against a one-loss ranked opponent. And Notre Dame was the only one that came out unscathed.
Yeah, this lady right here will literally start for Vatek. This dog.
Vatek on D?
She'd be the running back.
Is there QB healthy? I don't even know if Josh Jackson played. I know he was hurt in the Old Dominion game.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think he did. I was watching
Kentucky and A&M, to be honest with you.
Ever since Ian Book took over, we've been scoring 40 points a game, and the defense.
Now your offense looks way better since like they made that change.
Yeah. I don't know what Wimbush was doing in there.
I don't either.
Right, bro. Shit like that doesn't.
It doesn't. Ever since Book took over, we've been scoring 40 points a game, and the defense has been good all year. So.
I don't know, maybe Kaiser is the best black quarterback y'all ever had.
He's had the most rushing touchdowns.
Their schedule really, really works in their favor too. Like
yeah,
you got really, you have the next 2 weeks. I mean, are like, are pretty much dubs. I mean, you got Pittsburgh and Navy, and then
don't sleep on Pitt.
Hey, bro,
Tony Harper used to play for them.
Bro, Pitt. Molested on national TV by Penn State.
Northwestern
got trapped. That game's at Notre Dame.
Don't you play at Syracuse?
It's at
Yale. Anybody?
No, you're right. It's at Northwestern.
Did anybody else pick Northwestern beside me this week in the spread?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
The Syracuse game, though, is at Yankee
Stadium. But none of y'all went 5-0.
Where's the Syracuse game?
Yankee Stadium.
Because I went 5-0.
Simo, you ever thought about seeing that fucking Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium? I bet that shit is a crazy aesthetic experience.
Yeah, that's definitely on my bucket list.
It's got to be a bigger game, though, if I wanted to make the trip, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to go watch them beat Syracuse, but... 21 points.
Dude. Maloney Gregorius?
That's his new nickname.
Maloney Gregorius.
Our odds of making the playoff are seemingly increasing every week. I think it looks
damn good right now.
I do too. I mean, if we win out, we're going.
That's undoubtable.
You know what I'm really upset about? Because I wanted to call these guys out for it today. It was Rice and Tino saying that if Notre Dame goes undefeated. They're not. No. Denver was a part of it.
I think he was.
If Notre Dame goes undefeated, there's a possibility that they don't go to the playoff. That is literally absolutely brain dead talk.
That's brain dead talk.
That was not dumb at all. Yeah, that was that. I might have lost.
I might be on his side, bro, because like
what?
He was a possibility. It's not likely. Now, how likely is that? That's incredibly unlikely.
There's literally no possibility. It's Notre Dame.
You're literally dumb.
It's literally Notre fucking Dame. Dude. If they go undefeated, they're going to the playoff on their name. And
if
like,
they're 12-0 and there's four other 13-0 teams, they're not getting in.
Because first of all, there's the fucking SEC championship.
Right. Now you're not. There's right because Oklahoma lost.
Yeah,
you guys are talking about Georgia and Alabama being undefeated at the same time, which is not possible.
Clemson, Oklahoma, Bama, and Ohio State.
And then another thing is that Clemson has had shitty games, and Notre Dame would get in over undefeated. Clemson.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter.
And Notre Dame,
they're going to be undefeated with a title.
I would give Notre Dame the benefit of the doubt more than I would Clemson. And you also have
– I mean, now, yeah, there's no way that if they went out, they're not – like, now they're definitely getting in if they went out.
Look at Connor. Connor has a lot to say right now.
You also have to take into consideration as well, though. Like, we've seen it from the committee multiple times before. There's a great chance that if a 12-0 Alabama meets a 12-0 Georgia in the SEC championship game and that game ends 31-28, that they'll still put both those teams in.
They won't. Not if Notre Dame is undefeated. Not if Notre Dame is undefeated.
They could if Notre Dame's undefeated and Ohio State's undefeated and everyone else has one loss. I mean, I could definitely see that. I really could.
There's a way I see it. I think there's literally going to be four undefeated teams, and those are going to be the four teams.
I mean, dude, you're just missing the point of, like, when we said that, there very well could have been.
No, you guys are talking about two SEC teams being undefeated, which made no sense.
Alabama's going to go undefeated.
Well, they
but like you see, you guys brought up two different SEC teams that were going to be undefeated, weren't going to meet in the championship.
Like
you said, Georgia. You guys both said that. You guys said that Georgia and Alabama were going to be undefeated.
I told you the four teams in the SEC.
All right, bro, don't whoop me over it. Denver down.
I said they would meet in the SEC title game.
Hit that roach, nigga.
They would.
It's been burning for hours.
Good game. You got that fucking paper on there that like lasts like 45 minutes?
He put honey in his shit. He be fucking with too many niggas, bro.
Yeah. The new bowl predictions. Both analysts predict Notre Dame to face Alabama in the playoffs.
In the playoffs? Yeah. That's a game nobody
wants. 1-4
Yeah, we'd be sure.
It's a game nobody wants. I mean,
hey, Ohio State won it all parts of that. Remember that? What was that, like 14? 15? 14?
We do not want to see Tua.
Hell no. You know what I want to see, bro? Here's what I want to see. I want to see everybody just shit their pants the rest of the way to where somehow UCF gets in. And they get Bama, and they get their wish, because all they've been talking about is we want Bama. Okay, go play Bama. You will lose 59-3.
They had a nigga with one arm talking about.
Hey, yo.
And he a dog, though. He a dog.
I was about to say, bro, he had like 16 tackles and two picks against Auburn in their bowl game last year. He was unreal.
Nigga got one hand.
Yeah, bro. And absolutely eating, like dominating.
The NFL scouts was like, I mean, we gotta draft him. I swear. But he has one dude. Look at it. Look at him.
Yeah, bro. For real, I really thought at that time that it literally probably played out like that. Like they were just like they all like sat there and like wanted to doubt him. And yo, Shaquem Griffin, bro, is like that guy's a next level kind of athlete for real. Like, he really was. He took a pick to the house. He's got one hand.
That's hard.
That's next level shit.
Hey, Connor, if you don't sit your ass down.
No, but if they were to get Bama.
Wait, did you just go into your room?
Big time.
No. The fuck is your dumb ass looking at?
I just heard the footsteps.
Me, boy, I have a kitchen.
Hey, you cooking?
No.
Here's a question I have, though. What about Florida?
Hey!
Florida's good. Their defense is good as fuck.
Their defense is really good. They were flying everywhere.
Yeah, their defense is top five.
I got mad lucky on that.
They got Georgia in 2 weeks. Georgia's next 2 weeks at LSU, Florida.
Their defense will always show up, but, I mean, their offense is just not there.
Yeah, but, dude, I mean, you've got to probably imagine it's going to come along with Dan Mullen as the head coach. Like, it's probably just a matter.
I just don't think Franks has it.
No, definitely not. No, I'm not even talking this year. I'm talking, like, over the next
Yeah, they have Emory Jones sitting.
Yeah.
Dude, Florida's had a lot of failures for, like, coaching-wise since Urban has left. Like,
who better?
Especially, like, Will Meech. Like, dude, that dude that was, like, literally one of the –
bro,
I was gonna say like I don't even like that man sucked.
Dude, Jim McElwain was pretty terrible.
I was about to say bad too.
Yeah, yep. Like they just a bunch of failure since Urban is left.
Dan Mullen has the benefit of the doubt of being on Urban staff before he left.
He's real.
Yeah, so, hey, just like Zach Smith. Just like Zach Smith.
Yeah, but, like, he's not ordering dildo to the university.
Hey.
Maybe he is. We don't know, bro.
Hi, my name is Taylor Jones, and this is Zach Smith's cock ring.
Oh, my God. Oh, that thing is so small. Fucking Zach Smith's cock ring.
Oh. That's literally Trey's name in our group chat.
That is so surprised. Dude. Trevor, I thought Trevor Lawrence was going to be hurt for a while when he
– Come on, Sunshine.
Did you see the shot he took in the game that he left against Syracuse?
Yeah, that nigga took a Kimbo slice overhand right.
Brutal. He landed his head, like, on – like, right next to where the dude's knee was. And yeah, that was it. Clemson got lucky, bro. Very easily lost that game.
Hey, a dub is a dub is a dub.
And then they beat Wake Forest like 63-3 on Saturday.
Yeah, wasn't Lawrence back?
Yeah, and he played the whole time. I think he was fine. I don't think he was like any talk of injuries or anything. Here's a preseason thought that I had that's ended up coming true. Auburn's not good. Like,
yeah. I mean, they're just hell, like, just they're well coached, but they're not talented.
Yeah, no, they can't score.
Yeah, they're not talented.
Mississippi State, who has been twapped in the last 2 weeks by Kentucky Florida. And somebody, Florida, pretty much controlled that whole game too. Yeah, they just put the fucking beating down on Auburn.
Only scored 6 points in Florida.
What's up?
They only scored like 6 points against Florida, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah, they are, bro. Nick Fitzgerald, coming into that week, was like a guy that I thought like not gonna win the Heisman, but like, dude, the numbers that kid is putting up are kind of insane. Like, that dude is like running for 150 yards like every game I see his stat sheet, and throwing for 200 plus, and nobody's talking about him. But that's a Dan Mullen guy. And Mullen went up against him and obviously knew how to shut him down. I don't know. The SEC, you guys really don't think that they could get two teams in? Because I think it's very, very.
No, not this year. Not this year.
If it's Alabama and Georgia, I think so. Anybody else, I doubt it.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think if it's going to be two teams, it's probably going to be Alabama and Georgia.
They're already number one and number two.
Right. Would they have to play in the SEC championship, though?
Yes, they would. And if it's, like, a fucking, like, great game and, like, ends 28-24, I mean, like, right. What's the committee going to take away from that, you know?
Not much.
I think they take away the two best teams in the country. I'm waiting until Bama and Georgia get back on the actual schedule. I wonder when that is going to happen. That should happen.
I don't know. I think whoever loses that game, if you've got an undefeated Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Clemson, I still think those three teams will get in over a one-loss Georgia.
I think it's
one-loss Bama.
I'm telling you, there's going to be four undefeated teams, I think. I really.
If it's
Bama that loses in the SEC title game, that's when it gets dicey.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm sorry, Saban, but you fucked up and you lost a game on a year that you should not have lost the game.
I mean, it was the same thing last year, too. And, I mean,
it's not going to be. What I'm saying, like, I think there's going to be, like, three or four undefeated teams. And they need to go. They need to go. If you did not lose a fucking game, there's no reason why you should not be in the playoff. And that's why Notre Dame is probably going to go to the playoff. And like to say that a one-loss SEC team should get in over them is stupid to me. It's just stupid.
I definitely feel where you're coming from. The argument kind of like lacks like reasonable sensibility because it's one loss.
Do they have good wins too?
It makes sense, but they do. They do. Earlier on, they've already got all their toughest tests out of
the exactly. Race. They already did it.
But like, dude, we are talking about this college football playoff committee. All I'm saying is that they've shown their bias to the SEC before, and
All I'm going to say is that these niggas can get a turkey club for $7.40.
Yo, do you have the menu on your wall?
Yes.
Why?
Hey, welcome to Potbelly.
No niggas. Way.
Niggas want a tuna salad? What's up? Chicken? That's chicken
on your wall?
Want a meatball? What's up? Got the prices and all that.
This shit is crazy. It is hilarious. He has got it on his wall. I didn't know that. Why did you put it on your wall though? For real, I'm curious.
Because we got the new menu and prices went up.
I'm sorry.
For some reason, they think that the manager every time put the prices up, and I had to tell them like, look, bro, niggas just work here.
Bro, they can't.
I ain't got. Look, my paycheck, like, I did not get a raise when these prices went up. So don't think that I did.
It's the same thing.
But I did get this menu. I said, hey, let me get that.
That shit is. I've never seen a menu on a wall before at a house.
Hey, we got my nigga Pac over here.
He's alive on your wall.
Yup. And then my nigga Quinn, she sleep. Oh, she up.
This man Suge Knight really said that on Insta the other day, too.
That was Suge Knight Jr.
True.
His son.
Bro, that man is...
He really got 28 years.
Yeah. He really did. Hey, yo, I do have to say, though, while this is the NFL... Did you guys see Graham Gano kick a 63-yarder for the win today?
Yeah,
he smacked that bitch.
Bro. Giants fans had to be so salty. Like,
hey, and Odell got what he wanted, too. He said, why can't we throw the ball more than 20 yards? Let me do it myself.
I swear, he really did. Saquon was wide open, too. But it's like, dude, if you're a Giants fan and they're lining up for that kick, you're automatically already thinking, like, all right, they're probably not going to make this.
I don't know. It's Jake Elliott hit a 61-yarder last year with zero.
Yeah. And he was 22 years old.
Yeah. Bro,
Matt Bryant, I know, hasn't Matt Bryant hit one from, like, 65? What's the record? That's what I want to know.
Sebastian Janikowski, 66.
That's so wild.
What? Is that real?
You're kicking from the fucking 50.
Is that actually?
The 49.
Hold up. Yeah, I'm looking that up.
I'm pretty sure
Sebastian Janikowski, 66 yards as a Raider.
It is Matt Prater. Matt Prater at 64 yards.
That's it was 64. Matt Prater? With the Lions?
With the Broncos. Yo. Jason Elam, Janikowski, Eggers, and Gano are all tied for the second longest 63-yarder.
Sebastian kicked a 66 yarder.
Bro, Seabass was launching them bitches.
I swear. Yo, and that guy is so ugly. Like,
hey, he fat as fuck. He fat as shit.
Yeah. Bro. It's like, how much head do kickers in the NFL get? Probably, like, not a lot.
I was about to say, they're probably wifed up.
Swear. With Christmas cards, with where they all have the matching sweater vests and shit.
Hey, and they got the dog with the sweater vest on, too.
And the baby who can't fucking, you know, tell him stop putting it on me right now. That sounds like
wait,
that.
Pause.
Pause, yeah, that was fun. Dude,
the baby that can't say stop putting it on me.
You guys should just help me make. I'm really fucking unprepared this week. You guys should make me or help
dude,
me.
Are you wasted?
I hit a fat bowl before this though.
I'm gonna keep it real with you guys. I'm like hammered. Can't even lie.
Bro, how long you been drinking?
Today?
Yeah.
About 5 a.m.
Oh, fuck. True. Where? I don't even know why I asked.
I went to sleep, though.
Help me pick some games for Saturday to play. Oh, damn.
Dude, we'll do Wisconsin.
Yeah, we'll do Michigan, Wisconsin for sure. We'll do Washington at Oregon for sure.
Wow.
Georgia at LSU.
Michigan, Wisconsin. Should we do those picks right now?
Georgia, LSU for sure.
For the straight, let's do some straight picks right now.
These are straight picks. Georgia, LSU. Yep. No, I'm like asking you guys like to help me pick the games.
You should definitely do Georgia, LSU, Michigan, Wisconsin.
Washington, Oregon. Yes. Yeah, we'll do that.
Colorado, USC.
What? Washington's going to wash them niggas.
I don't know. It's at Oregon, and Oregon looked great for like 40 minutes against Stanford and then quit.
Yo, should I put my dick on the camera?
This is on
you. Want to get fined. If you want to get fined.
How much is it fine? I might pay it.
Just like a couple
months. I'm not doing it.
Dude, Nebraska is still cheating. Oh my god, they're terrible.
Yeah, Nebraska hasn't won a game still.
Quinn, get the fuck out of here.
I'm looking at. I'm trying to see some interesting spreads. Where's my chart?
Oh, I did not drink enough water today.
We got. Ohio State -29.5 against Minnesota is a very, very dangerous line.
You said Ohio State what against Minnesota?
-29.5. I believe Minnesota's only lost one. Oh, they're 3-2. Did they beat them by 30? They didn't beat Indiana by 30.
I was going to say, I don't think so. But maybe also.
It comes down to how they're feeling that day.
Dwayne. I was going to say, and I think they probably do because Dwayne Haskins is on the Heisman hunt.
Yeah, but fucking Minnesota's going to be rowing the boat.
But Dwayne Haskins is going to be throwing the ball. That man won a Heisman. He wants a Heisman. I might have to take Ohio State on that.
But PJ,
same reason why I had to take Georgia today or this weekend because – 26 wasn't enough.
Tua's been putting up Haskins numbers on like 8 completions. And like the first,
I mean, you're not lying.
Playing first halves.
That's and like what that's why I'm saying. Like this man and Dwayne Haskins still might be a Heisman favorite over him.
Oh, I mean, I could see it.
And Dwayne wants to comfort that shit. He won't be throwing that bitch around. So yeah, I'll take Ohio State.
PJ Fleck just got back from Cabela's.
bro. The man's
wild
shit.
Wow.
Yo, he. Let's go to Cabela's. Is that true? Walk on quarterback still start for them? That shit is so wild. Like, could you imagine walking on and starting at QB?
As a true freshman.
At a Power 5 school? Fucking with Minnesota, bro. Like, you're going to be on TV 9-10 times a year.
Yeah, they get coverage.
That'd be hella hard. 29 and a half is a little bit of a wide fucking.
Is that game in the shoe?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Baker, you just pissed me off. You just got me so weak bringing up Cabela's.
Let's go to Cabela's. That might be the new theme song. Oh, my God. This line is crazy. West Virginia is only -6.5 at Iowa State.
Wow.
That seems to me like a trap.
And they just looked at Matt Campbell and said, hey, we believe in you.
No, yeah. No, that line is like basically begging the better to pick West Virginia.
Yeah.
Like 6.5, they've beaten everybody by multiple touchdowns.
And Nash Greer is – he's killing it.
I mean, Kansas just picked him off twice.
Nash?
I mean, shit.
Wait, time out. Kansas wants Bama.
Kansas would get Bama, and I mean, since they can't show public fornication on national TV.
I was going to say, have you ever seen like what the rectum looks like outside of a body?
It would basically be what we just both said.
Because they would reach inside of their assholes and just by the sphincter just pull out their rectum.
They really would.
That's what Bama would do to Kansas right now. And it'd be gross to see.
No, no, no. Think about them with the team.
Denver, what the fuck are you looking at, bro? I'm sick of you looking at me like that, bro.
TV, what are you talking about?
Bro, stop.
Yo, the team we talked about a few weeks ago, Savannah State, the team that just gets paid to lose by 80 to everyone.
Wait, who won that Louisiana Lafayette game?
Dude, I think Louisiana Lafayette did.
Did they cover that?
No, it was a straight
pick. That was a straight pick?
Yay.
I picked them over. What was it, North Texas?
Yeah, you guys. No. Dude, Texas State.
Texas State.
Texas State.
Of course you take the Raging Cajuns. Are you kidding me? It's an easy
Yeah, game. What? That's Popeyes.
Yeah.
They roll.
That's the moment of truth, though, right now. Is picking the shit game of the week. What do we got? Let's see. Who sucks ass?
Right. Who does Toledo have this week?
I was looking Eastern. They play Eastern.
Oh, man.
They're not.
We're about to literally shit in their pants and inside of their pants.
Let's see.
We're gonna shit their pants.
Nope. Let's see.
It could be Ohio versus Kent State.
Or do we go like, or do we like take a step down and like go to the FCS?
Yeah, who does Trine have this week?
Oh my God.
Charlotte versus Western Kentucky.
I mean, they have a thief at running back.
Marshall versus Old Dominion.
I mean, Old Dominion beating Virginia Tech kind of like exemplifies them, I feel, for the whole year.
Yeah.
How about,
Upra is 0-5. Wow.
Wait, what? What's that? What were the records? Yeah.
UCLA is 0-5. Chip Kelly.
Who do they play?
Cal. California.
Cal's good, so.
Yep. Cal's 0-2 in the Pac-12.
All right. Okay. I think we have a winner. How about this is the fucking
this is a reaction.
Dude, I just like couldn't put it into words. This is the shittiest game I've ever seen. Fuck, I lost it.
You guys should see how cute my dog looks in my bed right now. It's a good ass bitch right there.
Here we go. We got Sacramento State at Southern Utah.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's like a fucking coin flip. It went from Kansas all the way to that. But what? Like any given week though, if UCLA plays someone like really shitty, that's a great candidate. They're really bad. Who's Nebraska play? They're god awful.
Our shit game could also be Alabama State versus South Alabama.
You said Sacramento State versus Southern Utah?
Oh, dude. Like, you get in the FCS and you're just like, why is your school named this? That's what I think all the time.
Bro, when I went to Xavier and I was working at Nike, my nigga told me he went to Cincinnati State. I thought he was joking. That's a real school.
Get some fucking Ivy League football in there.
I think we should go with Kent State, Miami.
I think it's a solid option. A little bit of Brown, Princeton.
I'm going with Kent State if you're going with Kent State, Miami. Paul Moses is not enough for Miami.
Kent State's 1-5.
Who do we beat in the MAC championship last year? Can't read, can't write, Kent State. Actually, no, it was Akron.
I was
going to
say, there's no way Kent State was in the MAC
tournament. No, it was Akron, and they were only there because OU choked. After they washed us. What's up?
Is Buffalo the favorite in the MAC right now?
Anybody, I would like for us to be overlooked this year.
I mean, Buffalo's in the East. They're 5-1, and they got whacked at home by Army. They got shellacked at home by Army, 49-13.
Yeah, I would not worry about a Buffalo Bill or a Bison.
No. You just get out of the way.
Because Baker, look me in the eye right now. Back-to-back MAC championships. And that's a Max Schmidt.
We got to get that going soon. I want to hear thoughts on Michigan, Wisconsin, man.
And that's some action minute with Max Miller. That's what I meant to say. My bad.
That game's in the Big House.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is. Is game day coming up there? You don't even need to necessarily make the pick. Even it's
right.
Weird. That game's always like us fucking collision.
It says Michigan opens as 8-point favorite. Wow.
Does it really?
It was down to 6 real quick.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I would even push this towards 5.5. 8?
I think that's going to be a classic Big Ten football game. It's going to be one in the trenches. I think the score is going to be, 10-7.5, I think it's going to be a battle,
That definitely doesn't work in the favor of an 8-point spread at all.
No, it does not.
I think they're just
basing that off of Nebraska just putting up like 500 yards of offense on Wisconsin.
Really? Did they really?
Yeah.
It's still 141-24.
Denver's basically, I hate to break the news to you guys, but yeah.
Yeah. That's another
QB threw for 380 against him. Wow.
Northwestern -5.5 against Nebraska on Saturday is a line I'd hop. I would ride Nebraska all night on that.
Nebraska put up 24 on Wisconsin. That's not
Baker.
I'll take whoever that you said against Nebraska -5.
Line's already moved. I literally refreshed once. Line's now at -6. Money's coming in on Northwestern immediately.
Bake. What up? Bake, how'd you feel about Toledo being a 10-point underdog against Fresno State?
Clearly they showed why.
I agreed. I was like, look, this would be a tough win for us. Because we've been going back and forth to Fresno for like 20 years, since I've been alive. We play them all the time. We win, lose, win, lose. and they always air the ball out. That nigga Derek Carr came out of there.
Florida State fucking or Fresno State rather shit on UCLA at UCLA, obviously, like that's not really impressive.
And they fucked on us.
If you're not a Power 5 school, really any win over a Power 5 school at this point is impressive. Because, like, dude, we remember at the beginning of the year, like, Boise State and Oklahoma State was supposed to, like, mean something for somebody. Like, you'd be like, okay, we learned a lot about this team. And, like, both teams have looked so ass since. So ass. They both lost at home this weekend. Matt Campbell's got that shit cooking in Ames. They just went into Stillwater and beat them.
Only thing that Matt Campbell has cooking is crabs in his lap.
And meth to help him realize he'll never out-recruit Kirk Ferentz, being that he coaches at Iowa State. And
like deep down in his heart, he knows that he will never win a MAC championship, and he wasn't able to do it, and Jason Candle did. His offensive coordinator was better than him.
He never did that.
Fucking douchebag. Hey, Matt Campbell, when you see this, see me in the hands, bitch. Cause I'm going to fuck you up, nigga.
Yo,
you. Go ahead, Becker.
How long have you been drinking? This is entertaining as fuck.
No, I'm pissed off. Because I went over to a fantasy today.
Oh, dude, me too.
Yeah, I took L2. Not good. L2. In the money league, though, we got a dub.
Did we all take L2s?
I went 1-1.
I took an L to Justin Bledel and Gay Cifuentes.
I went 1-3 this week.
I lost to Josh.
Oh man, that's grease tough.
Greaseball.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be.
Your commander in Greece, but like he's a greaseball.
I'm pretty sure I'll end up 0-2, but I got Bobby, and I'm down 18 in my other league, and I have Chris Thompson in PPR and Will Lutz, the Saints kicker, who got me 19.
Oh, you could definitely get a dub.
Yo, but he has Adrian Peterson.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That angry-ass bald nigga. Dude. The nigga angry and bald. That's the worst thing you want to see on a football field is a bald, angry nigga.
I'm visualizing.
Y'all see what Emmitt Smith did?
I'm visualizing him right now in his backyard with sticks. I don't want to see him.
Looking like Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson. You think he really did that shit?
What? Yes. What you mean? All black parents be beating the fuck out of their kids with any type of thing that's not gonna kill us.
That shit's crazy.
They beat us to like the point where like we damn near dead, and then we got hella respect for him after it. We stand up like, all right, I see you.
I hope people also
you ain't fucking around.
I hope people also stop believing the Tennessee Titans were legit today. I think that was put to bed.
What about the Dolphins? Are the Dolphins real?
No.
Why would you ever ask that?
Bro,
because of their record.
I mean, they will never show to me that they're a contender in the AFC until they at least even show somewhat any sign of life in Foxborough.
It's just the fact that they need a quarterback that is not an ex wide receiver.
They're 3-2. The real question is, what about the Bengals? The Bengals are 4-1.
We've all seen this before.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, dude, let's relax. Let's not talk about the Bengals until they get rid of Marvin Lewis. Until Marvin Lewis is gone, the Bengals are irrelevant.
The Bengals, oh man, I didn't even realize this. You know, all four rookie first round QBs won today. All four.
Yeah, so,
Josh Allen threw for 82 yards and won.
Dude, I was
and another thing about the Bengals, the Steelers are still gonna win that division. We're gonna win that division.
I think Baltimore's got it in the bag.
They took a bad step today.
I mean, yeah, that's
they still have Slot Flacco as a quarterback.
I don't know, dude. That's just a game against Cleveland. I don't know.
They're balanced. the shit.
Oh, man, but, like, when we tie Cleveland, it's the end of the world. The Steelers fucking suck. Like, oh, my God. And then the Steelers have the fucking Chiefs next week. I mean, your guys'
defense is fucking trash, so...
Artie Burns is the worst quarterback in the NFL. That's not our fault. All right? We still score 40 points a game. And if you can't do that, you're not going to beat us. And there's not many teams in the NFL that can do that.
Anyone
right? I don't know. I just, I don't know. Look at our record, 2-2-1.
Cool.
Without Le'Veon, who apparently we needed. We needed that nigga, I guess. But look at James Conner. He out there eating disgustingly fat meals every single Sunday. All of them. I think so I want to hear that shit.
You guys
fuck Le'Veon. And he a weak-ass rapper. He a weak-ass rapper, too.
He rushed 18 yards last week.
I'm harder than Le'Veon, and you know that, Baker.
Le'Veon's Bell's got some struggle bars, bro.
He ass.
He struggles. He struggles. He really does.
But your boy that be producing for him, he nice.
Yeah, he's really nice.
What's his name? Evo, something like that?
Evolution.
But Le'Veon garbage.
We're going to go with fucking... I think we'll go with the Miami-Kent State for the shitty-ass game of the week. But we still need one more. You got the three games with ranked teams, and then what's another one that catches me eye?
Penn State, Michigan State. Except Michigan State just lost.
I think that one's in very relevant, though. I'm cool with that. Damn, Penn State's -13.5.
That's it?
Looks like we're going to do that as a spread pick instead.
Yeah, man, it's got to be a spread pick.
I was about to say that just
– yeah.
Let's do that as a spread and then maybe take a look in here.
I think Penn State's going to fuck Michigan up.
We're going to do
– I think Michigan's going to whoop Wisconsin, but Penn State is going to give Michigan the work.
I don't see that happening in the big house.
In Ann Arbor. The tough game to play in Ann Arbor. So we'll
look at Malone. Malone over here yawning bored because Notre Dame ain't got nobody to see.
I'm just tired.
They chilling.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we're going to play a couple of easy games and we're going to end our season undefeated, hopefully. So.
I mean, I'm on your side. Like, I'm with you. I got that hard shit out the way early, no homo.
You weren't on their side a couple weeks ago.
No, I didn't think they were the real deal. I didn't.
Ian Book's the real deal.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's the
challenge. I was team Stanford a couple weeks ago, and they clearly suck.
Yeah, they got slapped around. Yeah, the Pac-12 was weak.
They lost two straight.
If Bill fucking Walton calls your basketball games on ESPN... Stop having a conference. Bro. Yo, hold up.
The guy's on shrooms.
If this podcast can the podcast screen share live, you just gotta pull up the video where he's just like marveling Marmaduke and like the fucking commentators trying to sit there and be like, dude, talk about basketball, please. Like, dude, that guy's on hallucinogens. And the Pac-12 is like, he played at UCLA, so it doesn't matter.
He was a Laker legend. Was he a legend? Kinda. Hire him.
Dude, he wears tie-dye
shirts. Dude, what?
He's the only guy that doesn't have to wear a suit. Only guy. No one else.
Bro.
He wears
this nigga be out here.
Yeah, he wears the fucking tie-dye shirt every time. And
damn, bro, he be out here rocking this pot belly. he be rocking this shit.
Literally.
That exact fucking color.
This shit say peace, love, and pot belly on it. That's what Bill Walton be working.
So here's what we'll do for spread. We'll go Michigan State, Penn State. We'll go West Virginia, Iowa State intrigues the fuck out of me. That's right now. West Virginia minus 6.5.
I got to take Iowa State.
Yeah, I think that that's the way I might.
Another 2-8 week for Jones spread picks.
Dude, that line feels like a trap.
One, wow.
Like a
one
trap.
Connor, have you gone 5-0 yet? In the spread?
Still way better than
me. Wait, no, Connor, I asked you a question and you asked me a question afterwards. You should answer my question first. No, have you gone 5-0 yet in the spread?
I don't think so.
It's a good feeling, I'll tell you that.
Is my record still better than yours?
Oh man, have you gone 5-0 in the straight yet?
Please.
Because I've done that several times. I think I'm just better than you at all this.
Alright, baby, who are our last games that we're doing?
We're going,
bitch.
The few I mentioned. Let's go. The defending national champion, Central Florida Golden Knights, -5.
They are the national champions.
They're -5 at Memphis. That's by far the smallest line I've seen on them all year.
Wow.
That's easy.
And then it's always fun to throw Bama in there. Let's get them -28 at home against Missouri. You got Bama -28 at home against Missouri. Penn State -13.5 against Michigan State. Central Florida -5 at Memphis. And West Virginia -6.5 at Iowa State. Is that 5 or 4? West Virginia, Iowa State, Penn State, Michigan State. Central Florida, Memphis.
Bama,
so that's just 4.
Iowa State game? What about Kent State and Miami, or is that a straight?
That's a straight.
Who's Toledo got this week?
Eastern.
There's no spread out for
you're
it
drunk.
What are we going to do? Michigan State, Kent State?
We got that one down. Let's do it. -29.5 at home against Minnesota.
What's the trash game of the week? Have we done that?
Yeah, that's going to be Kent State and Miami.
What's the line on Colorado at USC?
I was about to say, let's do that one instead of Minnesota, Ohio State. USC's favored, -7.
USC is favored?
Yes, they are at home. I mean, Colorado, bro, they barely beat UCLA.
Yes. I don't
know how bad they are.
They're undefeated, though. That's a slap in the face.
They're ranked 19th.
Yeah, and they're getting 7 points.
I would take Colorado with the points, but I would probably pick USC to win.
I'm definitely taking the points with Colorado.
Easily. The games that'll be straight will be the shit game of the week, fucking Kent State and Miami. And then you got the three games with ranked opponents, so LSU, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Washington, Oregon. Got to be another one that's like somewhat interesting.
Toledo versus Eastern.
That's an easy Toledo win. No Roback.
A&M versus South Carolina.
Yeah, I was looking at that one too.
Yeah, they got to put my nigga Brogan's jersey in the Raptors over at Eastern.
A&M back in the rankings after a big win at home against Kentucky.
The Bearcats in the rankings.
Yeah, and that boy Mike balling.
That touchdown run was ridiculous.
He's eating.
And that nigga balling.
He's going crazy. Out of Jay-Zoo.
He's going crazy.
That division in that conference, though, is like that. They got three undefeated teams in that conference, and they're all on the same side of the division. Yeah.
We got to play UCF.
Yeah, Cincy, UCF, and South Florida. South Florida's a team that's good, too.
Yeah.
They whooped multiple Power 5 teams.
You guys want to play UCF, though. That's a good challenge.
Yeah.
Where's that game at?
Ooh. Okay, that might be in Cincinnati.
Cincy gets South Florida at home, but they have to go to Central Florida the week after.
Okay.
Are you going to be greased up for that game?
Obviously.
South Florida at home. Those two teams all like play around Robin too.
Cincy should have lost to the Bobcats, though. The Bobcats literally had you guys on the ropes.
Yeah, but goal line stand for the boys.
Right. You guys should not.
Bobcats are good.
Yeah, they're solid.
So we're going to go with South Carolina A&M as the last one?
Edwards, yeah, let's go with that. What's the line we're getting?
Dude, we have A&M in here all the time.
Yeah, we do. I'm tired of those fuckers.
I mean, they're just, like, so, like, not that great, but not bad.
Bro, they're rated the most valuable college football program in America by Forbes, and it blows.
Who's Texas playing?
Yeah, bro, they just passed Texas this year. Texas is at Baylor.
Dude, they have – dude, did you see that they had Toledo as a top 10, like, college atmosphere for college football? Like, the city. It was really? Top 10. It was up there with, like, Tulsa, like – Toledo was like
I was born in Tulsa, and Tulsa don't give a shit about anything but OU.
I mean,
as an overall football town, you mean?
Yeah, they had Toledo in the top 10.
It was like for people who care about the sport.
Yeah,
that makes a lot more sense. That's like I believe.
Niggas like me.
I believe that.
we got the most people like me. In our city. Quinn, stop licking my leg.
I'm moving. So, straight Wisconsin, Michigan, LSU, Georgia.
Quinn is my dog, by the way.
Miami, Ohio, and Kent State, Oregon, Washington. Oh, I've already forgot. What did we say the last one is? Are we doing South Carolina A&M?
A&M, yeah.
Bama will be spread, minus 28.
Right.
Sweet, boys. All right, and
we done, so?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yes, sir.
We got the picks out. Do we want to make picks or, like, I mean, they don't – they're not –
Can we do it now?
I mean, if I – are you guys – could you
– Let's just do it in the group chat.
I need to do some research.
Yeah, and I have to take a shit. I have to shit, like, right now.
I would definitely be down to do it in the group chat.
I gotta take a fat dump.
All right, gentlemen.
All right,
good luck to you this week.
All right, Connor, I'm seeing you like real soon.